Democrats and Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee came out swinging today. They're getting ready to vote on two articles of impeachment against President Trump for pressuring Ukraine to conduct investigations of Democrats, including Joe Biden, and obstructing Congress's investigation. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz seemed outraged by the proceedings.
Article 1, this abuse of power that they allege in the impeachment theory, is a total joke. They have to say abuse of power because they don't have evidence for obstruction. They have to say abuse of power because they have no evidence for bribery or treason. They have to say abuse of power.
Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline pushed back with a recitation of evidence.
The president, in his own words, on July 25th, gets on the telephone and asks President Zelensky for a favor to begin an investigation of his chief political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden. There's a readout of the call in evidence.
Which NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell joins us now. Kelsey, Democrats today seemed pretty eager to jump in and respond to Republican arguments and motions. I wonder if you detected a different dynamic on the floor today.
Well, I think that the mood in the committee is absolutely tense and it is confrontational. I think everybody who is sitting on that dais today is aware of the fact that there are a lot of eyes on them and that this is their last and best chance before it goes to the House floor to make an argument to the American public about which side is right here. And they are taking advantage of that to the fullest. And that has meant hours of debate on individual amendments. Even if the amendments aren't going anywhere, they want to fight this out as long as they can.
And by the way, as they were fighting it out, did you hear anything new that has not been discussed in previous hearings?
You know, that's that we really haven't heard anything new, and that's not exactly where what we would expect to hear at this point. And I would say that listeners who are listening to this and paying attention should be hearing a lot of the same arguments repeated that they've heard over the past several weeks. In large part, that's because Republicans and Democrats are pretty dug into their positions here. Republicans are defending the president, and Democrats say they have a constitutional duty to move forward with impeachment.
Meanwhile, there are moderate Democrats who have talked about wanting to vote on a censure motion instead of those articles of impeachment. Why a censure?
Censure is kind of a less aggressive step. Some of them have said that they felt that impeachment might be a bridge too far or it might be the incorrect political answer to a problem. So they were hoping to pursue censure, though I understand talking to folks in leadership that movement towards censure seems to be dying down as members are realizing that there aren't that many people who are on their side.
So is the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi having to do much whipping or arm twisting from any wavering Democrats?
She said this morning in her regular weekly press conference that she is not whipping this and she doesn't have a specific message to send to the moderates because what she thinks is they need to come to their own conclusions. She says they've seen the facts that were presented and they know what is in the Constitution and they know that they've taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution and that it's up to them to decide how they see fit to do so.
So they have a certain amount of confidence on their side. On the Republican side, as you said, there seems to be no wavering on the committee. We read about a charm offensive from the White House with movie nights and dinners to try and keep Republicans in line. Have any Republicans criticized the president's conduct?
You know, it's funny. They don't necessarily criticize his conduct, but the way they approach maybe a disagreement or any discomfort that they might have about his conduct with regard to Ukraine is to refocus the conversation about the fairness of this process. They say that Democrats haven't done everything they can to follow the letter of the rules of impeachment, that they haven't called enough witnesses or utilized their subpoena power sufficiently. And so when they are not defending the president on the content of his actions, they are defending him in regard to the process.
And what has the president's response been like today so far?
Well, the president was tweeting this morning, very clearly paying attention to the hearing, tweeting about Congresswoman Veronica Escobar and Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, two members of the Judiciary Committee, saying that they misquoted his call. So he is paying attention. He's also retweeting members of this committee who are defending him. But we will wait and see how he continues to respond as this moves towards the floor. And while he's trying to get major legislative things done with Democrats, they're they're trying to get a free trade agreement passed and spending bills, and they need to finish up work on a massive defense authorization. So the relationship and the response from the White House is going to be interesting to watch over the next couple days.
Very easy to forget all the other things that are going on while we're watching this. Just one more thing, Kelsey. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said the best thing for Republicans to do is to deep six impeachment when it gets to the Senate. What are you hearing about a Senate trial?
Well, I don't know that the Senate Majority Leader agrees with him. All signs point to the fact that there will be a Senate trial. We don't know the exact outlines of what that will include, but many of my sources are saying that they expect it to be more brief than necessarily something that'll stretch on for weeks or even a month. There may not be any new witnesses called by Republicans, but they want to give this a sufficient airing on the Senate floor. And, you know, the White House has said that they want that. They say that they're looking forward to the process in the Senate, which they say they expect to be more fair than the way they perceive things to be going in the House.
Kelsey Snell, NPR's congressional correspondent. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.